I don't know. You know, most people compare themselves to the English, you know, because they're going to come out of it looking good. I like the English, you know, and I like England as well. You know, obviously I like to see them defeated in stuff like football and war. But in general, I think they're good people, you know. They have a fierce reputation, you know, the English. England has a fierce reputation for conquering the world, you know, invading loads of different countries and then getting upset when those people followed them home. I think Irish people, I think we're just as interested in taking over the world. We don't do it by invading, though. We do it by infesting. It's a different plan of attack. You see, we copped on that you kind of scare people. You get their backs up if you arrive with hatchets and machine guns in a foreign language. No. The Irish way. Two people arrive. Armed with just a sleeping bag and a phone number. You go up to the tallest person in the village. Hello there, don't mind us, we're Irish, we're great crack. So we're always laughing in Ireland. Mad as badgers. Jeez, I was on the loch last night. I came back home and put the rashers in the toaster. Don't mind us. If you're Irish, come into the parlour. Good luck to you now. Nothing to fear here. And the two Irish people disappear into a cottage. 3 weeks later, 47 Irish people walk out.
She went down last October in a pouring, driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock when she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. But the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim we'd make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Rise again, rise again, that her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. For all those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Now the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, then met her sorry end. The insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. They laughed at us and said we'd have to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in hard hat suit, twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, but I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents and stopped her vents, dog hatch and porthole down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take off the strain and watch the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
We couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She saved our lives so many times, living through the gale and the laughing drunken rats who left her to her sorry grave. They won't be laughing in another day. All you to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Though your heart may be broken and life about to end,
no matter what you lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter,